with the words Ashkechan Shchita Ba'ayla. In our Mishnah we learned Katshe Kadashim are Shchitasan Batsafayin. One has to shecht Katshe Kadashim Bitsafayin, one has to be Mekabel the Dam Bitsafayin, and the Kayin must be standing himself Bitsafayin when he is being Mekabel the Dam. He can't stand south of Tsafayin and extend his hand into Tsafayin. He himself has to be situated in Tsafayin. Now yesterday Shia, we learned various drashos to teach us that in regard to the Karban Chatas, all of this has to be Bitsafayin, and also if it isn't, then the Karban is Pasul. The concept of Tsafayin is Mi'akev, the Hechsher of the Karban, even Bidiyavit. For Ekta Gemara, Ashkechan Shchita Bi'Oyla L'Mitzvah. We find that L'Mitzvah, the Karban Oyla should be Nishchat Bitsafayin. The Pasuk says so B'Feirish, V'Shachad Oysi Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tsafayinah. It is in regard to the Karban Oyla that the Pasuk does explicitly state Tsafayin. In regard to Chatas, the Pasuk says, you should shecht the Karban Chatas in the same place that you shecht the Karban Oyla. But it is in regard to the Karban Oyla that the Pasuk says, V'shachad Oysi Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tsafayinah. Kabbalah Nami, L'mitzvah Ashkechan. We find that L'mitzvah L'chatchila, one should definitely be mekabel the dam of the Karban Oyla in Tsafayin. However, what the Gemara wants to know is, Shechita the Kabbalah li'akev menola. In regard to the Karban Chatas, as mentioned, we had various drashas where the Torah repeats itself, teaching us that not only is it l'chatchila, but b'diyavad it's mi'akev the Karban. Now the Gemara wants to know, in regard to the Karban Oyla, where do we find that it's mi'akev b'diyavad? These psukim are just telling us that l'chatchila, we should shecht and be mekabel the dam b'tsafayin. Now there is somewhat of a controversy over here in regard to these words that Kabbalah Nami L'mitzvah Ashkechan, because B'etzem, where do we find that there is a mitzvah of Kabbalah B'tzafon in regard to the Karban Oyla? Rashi explains, it's learned from the Pasuk V'shachar Oysi Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tsafayna. In regard to a mahalach that we concluded our yesterday shiur with, the Gemara understands the Pasuk V'shachar Oysi Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tsafayna. You have to dafka shecht it Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tsafayna. There is an emphasis on the word Oysi. And this is liafukik to exclude that although the animal itself has to be bitzafayin, it has to be bitzafayin, the person shechting it could stand outside of tzafayin and shecht it in tzafayin. L'maisa, however, we see from the pasuk that this is dafk in regard to shechita. Dafk in regard to shechita, that we have this leniency that the person can stand outside. Masha'enkin, in regard to the Kabbalah, the person must stand inside. In other words, not only do you have to be mekabel the dam bitzafayin, but if the Kayin stood outside of Tsafayin and extended his hand to be Mekabel the Dam B'Tsafayin, that would not be enough, and the Karban would still be possible. That is how Rashi learns, and not only is it a rather difficult drasha to understand, the problem is the Gemara used this drasha actually in regard to a different V'shachar Oysi, in regard to the V'shachar Oysi by the Soyer Nasi, which is a Chatas. The Gemara didn't dash in this V'shachar Oysi in regard to the Oyla. So many Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say that the V'shachar Oysi by the Karban Oyla does not necessarily imply that the Kabbalah is B'Tsafayin. So again, we are left with the problem to understand why our Gemara assumes as a pshitus that we have a Beferish Pasuk, or at least a Beferish Drasha, to teach us that one has to be in the Kabbal, the dam of the Oyla B'Tsafayin. So some Rishonim say, and it's brought down in the Shita Mekabesis, that before this Pasuk of the Shachad Oysi Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tsafayinah, there is a Pasuk in regard to the Oyla V'Shachad Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is Tsafayin, and right afterwards it says the Hikrivai, which refers to the Kabbalah Saddam. So you see, the Kabbalah Saddam is in the Makim of the Shechita, which is the Tsafayin. In any event, at best, these drashas just teach us that Lechatchila, the Shechita and the Kabbalah, the Dam of the Oyla, has to be the Tsafayin. However, Frek the Gemara, once again, Shechita, the Kabbalah li Akev Menalan. How do I know that if one does not Shech the Karban Oyla B'Tsafayin, or if one is not Makabal the Dam of the Oyla B'Tsafayin, that the Karban is actually possible? It is a kal v'chaymer. Imachat, madach v'karben chatas. Haba mikoya choyla. The Torah never mentions the word tsafayin in regard to the chatas, period. The Torah just says, shecht the chatas in the same place that you shecht the oil. So, machatas haba mikoya choyla. Miyakevis. We have already learned from the drashas of the Pesukim, as we have seen in our yesterday's shir, that it's even bidiyavet, that bidiyavet without the shchit and the kabbalah of the chatas b'tzafayin, the carbon is possible. So memeila can be understood that oila, the carbon oila itself, shabbat chatas mikoycha, that the whole chatas is based on the oila, that's how the Torah phrases it. Ein edin shem yakevs, surely the oila itself, if you don't have the tzafayin either for the shchita or for the kabbalah, surely that should be in the yak of the carbon. So the Gemara attempts to challenge this, and the Gemara says, no, there is a svara to contradict this, because mala chatas, you know why perhaps chatas becomes possible without safain, shekein mekaperes al chai v'krisis. It is mechaper and chai v'krisis. Oila does not. So memela, perhaps the chatas is more stringent of a concept. And memela, that is possible even b'diavad without safain. Now we mentioned in yesterday's shiur that the whole idea of safain and chait go hand in hand, as we have seen yesterday in regard to the sayer nachshain, although it's a sayer, being that it was part of the Chanukah Samizbeach and had no shaychus to chait, it vaday did not have to be geshachten b'tzafain. Tzafain is a concept of all the ra coming from tzafain, mitzafain tiftach haraz, we brought from the Sefer Atmuna. He explains that all of the threatening, destructive powers of the world, it's all stemming from tzafain. By virtue of the karbanis, either by actual hakrav of the karbanis, or being Isaac in the concept of the karbanis, we are mamtik, those dinim, so to speak, and we are mi'orich hasadim for Klal Yisrael. And as explained yesterday, that is why we said, the Medrash of Ayikah tells us, anyone that quotes the pasuk of V'shach Adaisa Yal Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafayna, even in Akum, is automatically mi'orich the schos of Akedah Siyitzchak, and that's one of the reasons that we do quote it every single day in karbanis. So Akupanim, the concept of Tzafayn relates with Chait, and therefore the Gemara says, perhaps it is Dafka the Karban Chatas. Being that Chatas is mamsh mechaper over what one would imagine would be the most potential of destructive forces, Chatas itself is mechaper and chai v'krisos, that is why the concept of Tzafayn is so strict, and that is why even b'diavad, if one is not makri of the Karban Chatas b'Tzafayn, the Karban is possible. Mashenkein, in regard to the Karban Oila, perhaps it is not related to Tzafayn that much, and b'diavad would not be possible. And for the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Ha kash yaleilet of Abba Barahavana. Rashi explains, ironically, when we say here kash yaleilet of Abba Barahava, what we mean to say is this is Rav Abba Barahava's teretz. In other words, Rav Abba Barahava is saying that it must be that the Karban Oila is possible b'diavad without the Tzafayn. It would be a tremendous irony to say anything to the contrary of that. For klum metzinu tafel chamer min ha'ikar. In other words, we're not making a logistical kavachomer and getting into the technicalities of why tzafin should pass the carbon chatas and why it should pass the carbon oila. We're not going into svaras here. We're just looking at the facts. All svaras put aside, the fact remains the fact that the Torah does not state tzafin beferish in regard to the carbon chatas. The Torah does so only in regard to the carbon oila. And the Torah tells us, in regard to the Karban Chatas, Shecht, the Karban Chatas, b'mekayim ha'ayla, in the same fixed place that the Torah has designated for the Karban Ayla. So the Torah is making Ayla the Iker, and Chatas the Tafel. And the Melech, we have established that in regard to the Karban Chatas, it is possible b'diavad without either the Shechit or the Kabbalah b'tzafayn, the same must be for the Karban Ayla. For Klum, it seems that we ever find such a thing, that the tafel, which would be the carbon chatas in this case, chamer min ha'ikar, could that be more stringent than the ikar, than the yasait? Ayla is the ikar, that's where it says tafel b'feirish, chatas is the tafel. So if in regard to chatas it's possible by the abed, ayla must also be possible by the abed. Amalei mazutra b'reide of Mary l'Ravina, v'loi, and we never find that the tafel is a secondary concept derived from something, should not be more chamer than the ikar? It's possible. And the Gemara will attempt to show several examples. We go now to the top of Memtasim Adalf. Frek, the Gemara bere Meister Sheni, that's the Gersa. Look at Meister Sheni. The Hu Nivda, Meister Sheni itself can be redeemed. Now the halacha is we have to eat Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim. If we have too much to carry, we can redeem it for money and then purchase different fruit with it when we get to Yerushalayim. If, however, we bring the Meister Sheni itself into Yerushalayim and then it becomes Tameh, the halacha is that it can be redeemed. The Torah says you can redeem it if leisuchal siyaisai, and siyais, sechazal, means to eat. If for whatever reason you can't eat the Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, either because you can't get it there, or because it became tummy, then you are permitted to redeem it. On the other hand, ve'ilu lekuach b'kasef Meister, if you already redeemed the Meister Sheni, and with the money purchased other payers, ein nivda, this cannot be redeemed, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot. So here we see an example where a secondary concept, which is the payers that are purchased with the money from redeemed Meister Sheni, is more stringent than the primary, than the Meister Sheni originally was to start with. Where do we see this? Look, the Gemara does not mean the Mishnah. Halakuach b'kasef Meister, payers that are purchased with kasef Meister Shenitma, that became Tameh, Yipada, you can redeem them, that is the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda, I mean Rabbi Yehuda says, you cover, you have to bury it. So Elamai, the Tafel could be more Chamer than the Yikar. Zach, the Gemara, no, it's not a Raisin there. Hasim over there, the Lamdis is, Le'alim Kedushase Lemitvis Pidyoine. An object must possess a certain degree of Kedusha before it's certain enough, before it's tangible enough to be able to transfer it to something else. The original Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni is concrete enough to be able to say this is what you have to do to redeem it. However, when you take that money and you purchase other payrets, it's Le'alime Kedushase, there is not enough of a tefis of Kedusha, the new Kedusha is not concrete enough to be able to say that you can redeem it by doing this, by spending that amount of money. So what the Gemara means to say is you can't just look at the dry facts and say the original Maaser Sheni you can be paita, and the Lekuach, the case of Maaser Sheni, you can't be paita, so it's a raya that it's tafu chamer min ha'ikar. If you look into the concept of things, you'll see just the opposite. It's the primary Maaser Sheni that has enough of a degree of Kedusha to say we can transfer it. It's the tafel that doesn't have that kedusha, and mimela it's not shaykh opinion for it. Like the Gemara, but very tmura. I'll show you from the concept of tmura that it is possible to say that the tafel is chamer min ha'ikar. If somebody takes an animal which has a mum, which has a blemish, a mum kvua, and he is magdish it, the halacha is that the only type of hegdish that is chal is kedushas damim. But there is no intrinsic hegdish that is chal, no kedushas hagof. On the other hand, let us say I take an animal that is already hegdish, and I bring up another animal with a mum kavua alongside, and I say, tamura, I'm switching the hegdish, the halacha is they are both hegdish. But the animal that has the mum becomes hegdish. So originally, in the original idea of hegdish, if I take an animal to start with and I am magdish it, if it's a bal mum kavua, then the hegdish is not chal kedush as hagof. However, via the process of tamura, if I take the hegdish from an animal that I was already magdish, and I want to make tamura, transferring that kedusha over to a different animal, which in a sense is only a tafel to the original hegdish. Over here, the hegdish is chal. Frek the Gemara, let us see the Gemara inside. Vare tamura. Let's look at tamura. The ilu kadoshim loy chayli abamim kvua. If I take an animal which has a mum kvua and I say this is hegdish, there is no kedushas hagof. There is kedushas damim, but no kedushas hagof. There is no intrinsic kedusha. The animal is mutter begiz of yavoidis, mutter betidin, you can redeem it, the value belongs to hegdish. The animal itself, however, has no kedusha sagof, no intrinsic kedusha. On the other hand, the ilu'i, via the process of tamura, if I would take the very same animal with a mum kavua, and say, may the hegdish of an animal that is already hegdish be transferred to this, then a chayla, then it's chal. And this animal now becomes kedusha sagof. So you see, it were a secondary kedusha. If I draw kedusha from an animal that was already made hegdish, does have the power to be chal on an animal with a mum kavua, and the original kedusha, my original hegdish, does not have that kaich. If I am magdish originally an animal with a mum kavua, the hegdish is not chal. So you see where the secondary hegdish can be more intense, more powerful than the primary hegdish. So you see, tafel is chamer min ha'ikar, and for the Gemara, no, you're making the same mistake. You're looking at the technicalities, not at the concept. Do you know why, in regard to tamura, the hegdish is chal? Because tamura mikoyach kadoshim ka'asya. Here you're taking an animal that already is a full-fledged kedushas hagof animal, and you're taking the kedusha out of that and putting it on something else. That kedusha is powerful enough to be chal. However, the kadoshim mikoyach chulin ka'asya. When you take an animal that was never hegdish, and you say you are being magdishit, you're establishing a new kedusha out of a chulin. So if you're taking hegdish and turning it into hegdish, you're taking chulin and turning it into hegdish, it's obvious to say that the hegdish turning into hegdish is more powerful than the chulin becoming hegdish. So the fact that in regard to tamura, the kedusha goes further does not mean that tafel is chamer min ha'ikar, just the opposite. It means that the ikar is chamer min ha'tafel. The more ikar you have, the more hegdish you have, the more powerful it is. And the less hegdish you have, like when you're starting to be magdish it to start with, you're taking something which is chulin, has no shaychus to hegdish, that has less kedusha. But I'll show you that tafel can be chamer min ha'ikar from a different place. Harei Pesach. Look at the carbon Pesach. The hu einaitan smicha unesachim. The carbon Pesach itself has no smicha. There are no nesachim that come with the carbon Pesach. No tenufa. No chazav v'shek for the kohanim. On the other hand, the ilu meiser today, the meiser of the carbon Pesach, and we'll soon explain what that is. This ton smicha, this has to have smicha, nesachim, this comes with nesachim, the tenufa, this has to have tenufa, you have to pick it up, chazav v'shaik, here the chazav v'shaik do go to the kayanim. Now the halacha is that if someone's carbon pasach got lost, and you took another carbon, and then after you were makir of the second one, the first one was found. This is called the meiser of a carbon pasach. And this particular carbon, which apparently would be a tafel to the original carbon, this carbon does have all of these chumras that the original carbon Pesach doesn't have. And for the Gemara, no. Again, it's not a question of technicalities. It's a question of what the substance is. Pesach, the Shayim HaShan, is Shlomim Hu. The Metzius is, when you have certain circumstances where you are makriv something that was originally intended to be a carbon Pesach, any other time besides for Erev Pesach, it automatically becomes a carbon Shlomim. So Memela, carbon Shlomim has all of these concepts. It has Tnufa, it has Chaz of a Shaykh, and so on. It isn't that the secondary Kedusha is more Chamer than the original Kedusha. It's a Metzius. If the carbon Pesach doesn't work for a carbon Pesach, it becomes a carbon Shlomim. If you would tell me it too remains a carbon Pesach, and even though it's a sort of a secondary carbon Pesach, it has more chumras than the first one, you would see that tafel is chumrim and an ikr. But you don't have a tafel, you don't have an ikr here. You have two ikrim. You have a carbon Pesach and you have a carbon shlamim. And we know they have different halachas, but it doesn't prove our point. Memela, the Gemara has failed to prove otherwise, and we see that a tafel is never chumrim and an ikr. And if the ikr tzafon is by carbon oil, that's what the Torah says it befeish. And chatas is the tafel, because the Torah says in regard to the chatas, not shechted b'tzafan, but shechted in the same place that you shecht the carbon oila, it's impossible to say that the tafel should be chamer min ha'ikr. And if in regard to a carbon chatas, we have the drashas that teach us it is possible b'diavad without tzafan, the same must be true for the carbon oila. And therefore, without shechito or without kabbalah v'dam b'tzafan, the carbon oila is possible b'diavad. The Iba Yusema says the Gemara, there is another drasha to show us that the carbon oila is possible without tzafan, even b'diavad, because besides for telling us that l'chatchila should be geshachten and the kabbalah should be b'tzafan, Amar Kar, the pasuk says ha oila. The pasuk reiterates ha oila, and this teaches me b'makayma tehei, the oila in its designated place. It has to be in its designated place. If it's not the tzafan, then the carbon is possible. So we now know how we learned that both the carbon oila and the carbon chatas are shchitas and b'tzafan, that Kibbul Daman has to be B'tzafayin, and that the Mekabel Atzmai has to be standing B'tzafayin. Now the Gemara continues on with the rest of the Kachi Kadashim, for the Mishnah has told us in regard to all Kachi Kadashim that they are Shechitasan B'tzafayin. Correct the Gemara now, Asham, the carbon Asham, Minol on the Bayi Tzafayin, how do I know that the Asham needs Tzafayin? And for the Gemara, the Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Bimkayim Asher, Yishchatu Esu Ayla, Yishchatu Esu Asham. So as the case was in regard to the carbon Chatas, the Torah virtually says outright, Shecht the carbon Asham b'tzafayin. The Torah doesn't use the term tzafayin, but the Torah says Shecht the Asham in the same place that you're supposed to Shecht the carbon oila. And in regard to the carbon oila, the Pasuk does say, the Shechet Oisei al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafayna. Frek the Gemara Ashkechon Shechita, but Kabbalah Menola. From where do we see that the Kabbalah's Hadam of the carbon Asham also has to be b'tzafayin? And for the Gemara, the Es Dama Yizrek, the complete Pasuk is, Bim Kaim Asha Yishchatu Es HaOila, Yishchatu Es HaAsha. And right afterwards, the pasuk continues, V'es Dama Yizrek Al HaMizbeach. So, V'es Dama Yizvav Maisev Al Inyan Rishon. And the we learn from this that Kibbul Dama is Nami B'tzafayin. Just like the Shechit is B'tzafayin, the V'es Dama Yizrek, which follows Shechit in the pasuk, also has to be B'tzafayin. In fact, the Gemara Mekabel Atzmai Menola. I know now that the Dam has to be B'tzafayin. But where does the pasuk say that the Kayan cannot stand in Darim and extend his hand into Tzafayin? And for the Gemara, Dama Yizi Es Dami, the Pasuk could have said, Yishchatu Es HaAsham, V'Dama Yizrak. Being that the Pasuk says, V'Es Dami, so the Es comes to be Marbe something. And what it's Marbe is that not only does the Dam and the Shechita have to be B'tzafayin, but the Mekabel himself, the Kayan, must be standing B'tzafayin. Frek the Gemara Vayta, Ashkechan L'Mitzvah, all of this is that L'Mitzvah, L'Chatchila, this has to be B'tzafayin, but L'Akev Menola. How do we know that if B'dyeved, if either the Shechita, the Kabbalah, or the Kain wasn't standing B'tzafayin, how do we know that the carbon is possible? And for the Gemara Krachin, except there is another Pasuk reiterating the concept of Tzafayin. And this Pasuk is situated in the Pasha of Asham Mitzayda. There the Pasuk says, and this is the complete Pasuk, the Shachat es ha-keves bim Kain, in the very same place, Asha Yishchat es ha-chatas ve es ha-oila. Now later on the Gemara is going to ask why we need the comparison to both chatas and oila. Either one would have told us that it has to be B'tzafayin. But Akulpanim, the Pasuk reiterates in regard to the Asham that it has to be B'tzafayin. And the Mela, we see from here that it's Mi'akev, even B'diavit. Now the Shechita Mekabetzes asks, why B'yatzim do we need this Drasha? If we have established and we have an explicit Hekesh between Asham and the Karban Ayla, so the Klal is, as we have seen, Ein hekesh lemechza. You can't divide a hekesh. If there is a hekesh, everything is compared. So once the pasuk compares the carbon ashram to the carbon ayla, why can't we automatically say that if the concept of tzafon is miyakev bidiyavid by the carbon ayla, it should do the same for the asha? So the Shita Megavetzis explains that enechanani, if we would have here a classical hekesh where we have just ayla compared to the carbon asham, so whatever applies to the ayla automatically applies to the asham. If tzafon is miyakev bidiyavid for the ayla, it does the same for the asham. The problem over here is that this particular kind of a hekesh is very, very specific. The pasuk isn't just comparing outright the concept of ayla to asham. The pasuk just says, wherever you shecht the carbon ayla, that's where you're supposed to shecht the carbon asham. So the Taitis hekesh really just applies to the shechita and not to anything else. Memela, in order to learn that the lack of tzafon by asham is taken the akeved bidiyaved, the Gemara quotes another pasuk. The pasuk in regard to the asham mitzayda v'shachat esakeved bin koyma sheyishchat esachatas v'yasa oyla, being that the pasuk reiterates the concept of tzafon, so we see the pasuk is makbid on it that it should be miyakev even bidiyaved. Frek the Gemara. Behind this pasuk by the asham mitzayda v'shachat esakeved bin koyma sheyishchat esachatas v'yasa oyla lihachi hu diyasa? Does this come to teach me that the asham becomes possible bidiyavid without tzafon? Hamabayil elechadetanya, we need it for something else altogether, as we learned in a braisa. For we learned davar shayyad bechlau, something that was part of a general rule. The yatsa lidoin bidavar chadash, and then was singled out for a new concept, for a new law. Iyater shayyali achzir elechlaloi, you can't assume that all concepts of the original rule apply ad shiachzireni hakasiv lechlaloi beseirish. And the Gemara explains, Keita, this is the complete pasuk by the Asha Mitzayr. V'shachat esakeves bimkoyim asha yishchat esachatas v'yesa oyla, bimkoyim hakoydesh, kikachatas ha'asha. Why should you shecht the keves in the very same place that you shecht the chatas and the oyla? Because it's like a carbon chatas. Kikachatas ha'asham hu lakoyin, koydesh kadashim hu. So the pasuk obviously seems to be a bit repetitious. She'ein Talmud Leimer continues the Gemara Kechatas Ha'ashem. Why does the pasuk have to repeat this? Shechtin in the very same place that you shecht the chatas, because the Ashem is just like a chatas. Ma Talmud Leimer Kechatas Ha'ashem. Obviously the pasuk wants something over here. So the Bereis explains as follows. Ashem Mitzayir is part of the general concept of all carbon Ashamis. There are many different types of Ashamis. There is the Asham the Elois, there is the Asham Gezelois, Asham Shivcha Charufa, and so on. So when the pasuk says Zayis Tairis Ha'ashem, Biatzim, that includes the whole scope of the carbon asham. So every single kind of an asham should have all the halachas of the asham. And that is shchitas and betzafon, kibul daman, the emun on the mizbeach, and so on. So it's part of the original klal. It's a kol davar shehayah b'chlal. However, asham mitzayah has its own halachas, independent of the other ashamis. And therefore that creates a problem. The Gemara explains. Because there is a new concept found by the Asham Mitzayir that is not found by any of the other Ashamis, and that is the Bayin Yad, Uba Bayin Rego, the Eisen Yamanis, that the blood has to be put on his right thumb, on the big toe of his right foot, and on the Mitzayir's right ear. So once I see an independent concept by the Asham Mitzayir, automatically Yachal, I would think, Lo Yehetan Matan Damim V'Yemun Lagabi Mizbeach. Because that is the rule. Davar shayyad bechlal, even though it's a type of an asham, the asham mitzayra, but being that it was a yatsa lida in bedavar achadash, being that we find here a whole new concept, I cannot assume anything anymore. I cannot assume that any of the halachas that apply to a regular karban asham applies over here as well. And I just may as well think that there is no matan damim or emun lagabi mizbeach. Therefore, Talmud Leimer, the pasuk, has to repeat and reiterate, kachatas ha'asham hu, ma chatas, just like the karban chatas. Teuna matan damim v'emun lagabi mizbeach. As asham mitzayir, don't think that it's any different. Tan matan damim v'emun lagabi mizbeach. Now the point that the Gemara wants to make is that anything, any concept of the asham that the Taya discusses over here by asham mitzayir is not superfluous, it's not extra. You need it. Once you find a new concept by asham mitzayir that does not exist by the other ashamites, that means asham mitzayir is totally baseless. I can't apply any of the original klalim. So if the Torah wants to tell me that you have to shecht the carbon asham mitzayda b'tzafon, the Torah has to repeat that. That v'shachat es akeves b'mkoyim asha yishchat es achatas v'yasa ayla, shecht them in the same place. Just like the Torah has to repeat kichatas ha'asham hu to teach me that it has matan damim v'emun l'gabim mizbeach like any other asham does. So how can you tell me because the pasuk repeats the concept of tzafen where it's not necessary? Is that I, the Torah, means it's possible to be eved? That's not true at all. The Torah never repeats the concept of tzafen where it's not necessary. Over here, by Yashem Mitzayir, it is necessary, because if the Torah wouldn't say it, I wouldn't know that the Yashem Mitzayir is Betzafan. And for the Gemara now, when the Torah says, in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir, V'sachar esakabas b'mkoyim asha yishchat esachatas v'yasa oyla, the Torah is not teaching me that Yashem Mitzayir is Betzafan. The Torah is teaching me that the concept of Tzafan by all Hashemites is Miyakav v'diyavid. For in Cain, if it says, you say, that the Torah is just repeating it over here to tell me what the halacha is in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir, so nichtav b'hai, v'lay nichtav b'hai. And we have the perfect solution. The Torah should have said absolutely nothing in regard to where the shech, the karban asham, in Pashas v'yikra. When we come to Pashas Mitzayir, and we discuss the Yashem Mitzayir, here the pasuk should have said, v'shachar esakabas b'mkoy masha yishchat esachatas v'yes ha'oyla, in regard to this karban, as well as all other ashamites, the concept is tzafan. If the only place where I would have had a havamin that there is no tzafin is Yashem Mitzayir, so instead of stating it once that it has to be the tzafin, and then repeating it again by Yashem Mitzayir, the Torah should have just said it by Yashem Mitzayir, and I would learn all other Hashemites from here. So Seifkul Seif, the Torah is repeating it twice, and it's not necessary, I'll be pashtus. And therefore we can learn from here that the Pasuk is teaching us, li'akev b'di'evet. Not only are you supposed to shech, to be mekabel adam b'tzafin l'chatchila, if you don't do it, the Yashem is possible. But it's not so easy to say that if the Torah would have said in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir that you have to shech at Betzafayin, I would have learned the other Hashemites from this. Hanicha, says the Gemara, granted. And let us first get acquainted with the words, and then we will be as the Hashem explain. Hanicha yisviyu lan yatsa lidin bedavar achadash iyu hud lagam machwala. Being that there is a new concept, a whole novel approach to the Yashem Mitzayir where the dam is sprinkled on the ear and on the hands and feet of the Mitzayir, then mainly you can't learn any of the general concepts automatically to Yashem Mitzayir. Avo, we turn now to Amid Veis, Klal Gamer Minei, but in regard to the regular Klal of Mitzayir, you can learn from Yashem Mitzayir in regard to the whole picture of Yashem. So sharp, you've been very good. The Torah should have just told us about Safai in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir. I would have learned the whole picture of Yashem from Yashem Mitzayir, that it's all but Safai. And being that the Torah repeats it twice, once in general about the Yashem, then again in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir, I can assume the Torah is reiterating to teach me that it's Miyake. Ela Yisvidala. But if you are of the opinion, the Laihu Gamar Michlali, that if Yashem Mitzayir is different, then you can't apply any of the general Yashem concepts to Yashem Mitzayir, and the Laiklali Gamar Minei, you can't learn anything about the Yashem from Yashem Mitzayir. So in that case, if the Torah would have taught me about Saf and the Yashem Mitzayir, I would not know that the rest of the Yashamis are Betzafayin. So, Hailagufa Yitzrach. In that case, we need the concept of Tzafayin by Yashem Mitzayir to tell me that Yashem Mitzayir is Betzafayin. So, once we need it by Yashem Mitzayir, it's not repetitious. And if it's not repetitious, we have no raya that the Torah is makbid on even Bidiyavit. Now, every morning, in our Nusach of Karbanis, at the end, we say the Barais of Rabbi Yishmael, which explains the Shloish Esrei Midais Shatayr Nidreshes Ben. Now, two of those Midais are as follows. One is, Kal davashaya bechlal, anything that was included in a general statement, the yotzim and aklal lilamit, but was then singled out from the general statement in order to teach something, loy lilamit al atzma yotzim, this was not singled out to teach only about itself, el lilamit al aklal kula yotzim, but to apply its teaching to everything, to the entire general rule. Then there is another rule in the b'rais of the Rabbi Shmuel, this the 11th one. Kal davashaya bechlal, v'yatsa lidayin bedavar hachadash, anything that was included in a general statement, but was then singled out with a whole chiddushtika concept, like over here in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir, where suddenly the blood isn't only sprinkled on the mizbeach, but on the ears of the Mitzayir. Iyat yachol lachziru lechlalai, ad shiachzireni lakasav lechlalai befeish. Kal davashaya bechlal, v'yatsa lidayin bedavar hachadash, anything that was included in a general statement, but was then singled out with a whole chiddushtika concept, then this whole concept falls away. You can't assume any of the original statement that it applies to this. And that is precisely what we're saying in regard to the Yashem Mitzayir. In regard to the Yashem Mitzayir, we have a chiddush ein kamayu. Blood of all karbanis goes on the mizbeach. suddenly we have blood over here by the Yashem Mitzayir, that it goes on to the ear of the Mitzayir, and onto the big toe of the Mitzayir, and onto the thumb of the Mitzayir. Once you have this Davar HaChadash, then the Yashem Mitzayir falls totally out of the picture. It no longer is part of the klal of regular Hashamis. And I can't assume that any of the halachas that apply to an Hashem applies to the Yashem Mitzayir, unless the Pasuk clearly tells you that it does. And that, of course, was the Gemara's whole kasha here. How can you say that we have an extra tzafin over here by the Yashem Mitzayir to teach me that it's mi'akev? It's not extra. Yashem Mitzayir fell out of the picture. It was Yatzah leading the Davar HaChadash with a whole new Davar HaChadash, something which does not fall into harmony with any of the other Hashamis. Blood on the ear of the Mitzayra. So once that happens, you need the Tzafin just to tell me that Asha Mitzayra is the Tzafin. So the Gemara answers, no, it's still extra. Because the Torah could have just told me the concept of Tzafin by Asha Mitzayra, and I would have learned the rest of the Klal or of the other Hashamis from Asha Mitzayra. And therefore the Gemara says, Hanicha, granted, you can only say this according to the Man D'Yomar that would apply that other rule over here. That would apply the rule of Kol Davar Shehaya Bechlau, like Asha Mitzayra, which was Bechlau the other Hashamis, and the Yotzim in a Klau Lilamed, and then something is singled out by the Asha Mitzayra, which we did not learn beforehand, and it's not something which is a tremendous Chiddush, which would not work into harmony at all with the rest of the Hashamis, like the sprinkling on the ear. But it's something which would work into harmony with the regular Hashami, something which is very mistavra, like the concept of tzafin. In this type of a case, if you say lo lelamed al atzma yotza, el lelamed al aklal kula yotza, that I can now take this tzafin and say not only does it apply to Asham Mitzayra, but it applies to all Hashamis. So in a Hanami, you're right. The Torah could have done this, only stated tzafin by Asham Mitzayra, and I would have learned all the Hashamis from this. And if the Torah doesn't, but the Torah chooses to repeat the concept of Tzafayin, Sai by the general Hashem, and Sai by Yashem Mitzayra, it's a Raya the Torah's Makbid Li'akev. However, continues the Gemara, Ela I Svidala. But according to the Man D'Yomar, that in this type of a case, Delay Hu Gomer Michlalai. Not only do we say, in regard to the Yashem Mitzayra, that once the Torah tells us this tremendous chiddush about sprinkling it on the ear of the Mitzayra, does it fall out of the cloud, and you can't apply any of the klalim of the regular Asham to the Asham Mitzayra. Not only that, but v'loy klalai gomer mineh, this Man D'Yomar holds, you cannot learn from Asham Mitzayra to any of the other Ashamis. Anything that is mentioned in regard to the Asham Mitzayra, according to this Man D'Yomar, applies only to the Asham Mitzayra, not to anything else. According to that Man D'Yomar, even if the Torah would have told us in regard to Asha Mitzayra that it's B'tzafayin, I could have not known from this that other Hashamis are B'tzafayin. So Elamai, the Torah has to tell me in regard to the other Hashamis that it's B'tzafayin. However, we already know that although the Torah tells me in regard to the other Hashamis that it's B'tzafayin, the Torah will have to repeat that in regard to the Asha Mitzayra. Because that's for sure, that you can't apply any of the regular concepts of Asham to Asha Mitzayra without the Pasuk telling you the favors that you can. So that's the case, hi legufe yitzrach. So you need the tzafin by the Asha Mitzayra legufe. And once you needed legufe to tell me that Asha Mitzayra is the tzafin, so it's not extra. If it's not extra, you can't say that the Pasuk is reiterating it only with the Kavana to teach you that it's miyake. Answer the Gemara now. I will tell you, putting everything that we discussed until now aside, it is clear that the fact that the Torah teaches us tzafin by Asha Mitzayra, this is an extra Pasuk. Why? Enachanami. I could not apply the regular halachas of the Asham to the Asham Mitzayra, because once you have the great Davar HaChadash by the Asham Mitzayra, this tremendous chiddush of sprinkling the blood on the ear and on his feet and hands, it means it's in a whole different pash. But what is the klal? The klal is, again, let's remember the words, kol davar shehaya bechlal, like the Asham Mitzayra, the yatzalid and the Davar HaChadash, something that does not work into harmony with the rest, like sprinkling on the ear. You can't assume that any of the regular concept of Hashamis apply to the Asha Mitzayra ad shiachzireni hakasev l'chlali b'feirish. So that's what you need. You need the yachzireni hakasev l'chlali b'feirish. You need another pasuk testifying to the fact that although Asha Mitzayra is very different in regard to one regard, it's still part of the original klal. And the pasuk does that. The pasuk does that by concluding the whole pasuk by Asha Mitzayra with the words ki kachatas ha'asham hu. It's just like any other chatas ha'asham. Now once the pasuk does that, once the pasuk tells me don't just write off Asha Mitzayra as something totally different, memela, I know that the regular halachas of the Karban Asham apply to the Asha Mitzayra, including tzafayin. Even Zakat Gemara once again inside. Kivan diahadre, once the Pasuk L'maisa does this, and the Pasuk concludes by saying, Kikachata sa'asha, Asha Mitzayra is not that different, it has the regular halachas, then the Torah returned it to the original klal, Lahadre, and there is no need to be specific about suffering any longer. And if the Torah is specific about suffering in regard to Asha Mitzayra, it's an extra Pasuk. And if it's an extra Pasuk, we can learn from here that the Torah reiterates it only to teach me that it's Miyakiv B'diyev. We can't just say that. You can't say just because the Pasuk already returns Asham Mitzayra to the regular Pasha of the Shamis by saying the words Kichatas HaAsham, I would already know automatically that it's Pitzafa. Because Eima Kia Hadre Kra Lagabe Matan Damim Vi Eimarin. The Pasuk reiterates in regard to the Asham Mitzayra. Kichatas HaAsham, who returning Asham Mitzayra to the concept of Asham only in regard to Matan Damim and Amarin. Don't think that you just sprinkle the blood on his ear, you also sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Because these are concepts to Boy Kahuna. A Zar, one that is not a Kohen, cannot do this. And in Mela, we understand how the Torah stresses this with the words Kachatas HaAsham. Asham Mitzayra is no different, it needs the regular Avodah of other Kabbanis. Avo Shechita. But anything related to Shechita, like Shechitasei B'tzafai, the Loi Boy Kahuna, which is something that does not require a kayin for shchitas ksheir bazar, perhaps over here, loyim by itself. In other words, Enechanami, you're telling me the Torah already returns Asham Mitzayra to the concept of Asham. But it seems from the words, kechatas ha'asham, that the Torah only returns the kahuna aspects of Asham Mitzayra back to the regular rules of Asham. But shchita, which does not require a kayin, may have just gotten lost over here. And if not for the fact that the Torah says so beferish, I wouldn't know it. Answer the Gemara now. If this is what the Torah meant, if the Torah just meant in regard to kahuna concepts, Asher Mitzayra is the same as other Rishamais, Imkei Neim Makra, the Pasuk should have said, Kikachatasu, it's just like a Karm Chatas. Anything in regard to the Avodah which requires a Kayan applies to the Asher Mitzayra as well. My Kachatas HaAsham, why does the Torah say Kachatas HaAsham? Elamai Kishar HaShamisiyah. The Pasuk is clearly stating, Enachanami, Asher Mitzayra is something which was Yatzel Lidon B'davar HaChadash, a Davar HaChadash which does not work out in harmony with anything else, anything that has anything to do with any other Asham, that's the sprinkling of the blood on his ear, and I would think Asham Mitzayra should be totally removed from any of the rules of Asham, so the Torah therefore returns it by saying, Kechatas HaAsham, whatever applies to any other Asham does apply to the Asham Mitzayra. And being that the Torah does that, I would already know that it's Shechitasei B'Tzafon, like any other Asham. And if the Torah is still specific about the Tzafon in regard to the Asham Mitzayra, it's an extra Pasuk. And once I have the extra Pasuk, which is what we're looking for, that's the purpose of all of this, I know that in regard to all Ashamites, lack of Tzafon passes the carbon b'diyad. Zag the Gemara right. When the Pasuk tells us that you have to shech the Asham Mitzayra B'Tzafon, the lashon of the Pasuk is, V'shachat es ha-keves b'mkayim asha yishchat es ha-chatas v'es ha-ayla. Both the chatas and the ayla are B'Tzafon, so the Asham is B'Tzafon as well. But why do we need both mishalim for? Why does the Pasuk have to say es ha-chatas v'es ha-ayla? A comparison to either one would have been adequate to tell me that the place for the Asham is B'Tzafon. Frek the Gemara, lama li li'akshay l'chatas, lama li li'akshay li'ayla. Either one would have told us the story. And for the Gemara, Amar Avina, Itzrach. We need both Chatas and Oila to teach me a Zayta Gazach, a klal in the halachis of drashis. How do we know that the Karban Chatas is Bitzafine? The Torah never tells us, Befeish, that the Chatas is Bitzafine. The Torah just says, Shech the Chatas, in the same place that you Shech the Karban Oila. So the Torah compares Chatas to the Oila. Therefore, if we would now compare the Karban Asham to Chatas, but V'loy actually Oila, we wouldn't mention Oila at all. Havamina would have said, Chatas Mi'echon Lamda, how do I know that Chatas itself is B'tzafayin? May Oila. And now when the Torah is teaching me Asham, the Torah says, compare Asham to Chatas. So you see from here that Dover Halameid the Hekish, if you have a concept which is learned via a Hekish, Chayzer Malamed the Hekish. And this concept can turn around with another hekish and teach you something else. And that is not the truth. It can't. The klal is, davar ha-lamed b'hekish, ein ha-chayzrum ha-lamed b'hekish. Memeil, the Torah can't just mention, compare Asham to Chatas, but the Torah has to say, Chatas and the oil. Amalei mazut rabrei di rav meri l'ravina. According to you, the nekshei li'oyle v'le nekshei l'chatas. What's the problem? I still don't see why we need the comparison to both the chatas and the oyle. Fine, you don't want to compare it to chatas, because this would then teach us that davar halamed v'hekish choizum halamed v'hekish. So compare it to the oyle. Why do I need both the chatas and oyle? And for the Gemara, hava mina davar halamed v'hekish choizum halamed v'hekish. The Torah wants to teach us here that something that is learned from a hekish can't turn around and teach us something else via a hekish. If the Torah would have just compared Asham to Oyla, I wouldn't know that Dabra Lamed v'hekish ain't a chayzer malamed v'hekish. It is only now that the Torah says you have to shech the Asham bitzafon, just like the carbon chatas, and just like the carbon Oyla. So you see from here, the Torah said just like the carbon chatas, and the Torah doesn't stop there. The Torah goes on to say, and just like the carbon Oyla, which is also bitzafon. So now we see that the Torah is teaching us chatas alone would not be enough, because chatas itself is learned from the hekish from oyla, and davar halamed behekish ain chayzer malamed behekish. So it is only because the Torah says chatas and oyla that I see the drasha, I see what the pasuk is inferring, that chatas is not adequate. It would not be an adequate malamed over here, because chatas itself is learned from the hekish, but you have to go to the oyla, because davar halamed behekish ain chayzer malamed behekish. The Chitame, perhaps you're going to say that's not true. Even if the Torah would have not mentioned Chatas over here, even if the Torah would have just said Shecht the Asham in the same place that you Shecht the Oyla, I would also know that Dover Halamed Behekesh Ein Echazim Halamed Behekesh, and I would also learn it from here. Because I would say, when the Torah wants to tell me that Asham is Bitzafai, why does the Torah compare it to the Oyla? Why doesn't the Torah compare it to the Chatas? And then they will figure out why, because the Chatas is only learned from the Hekesh. Let us see the Kasha inside. Perhaps you're going to say, even if the Torah would have just compared to the carbon oyla, I would also have seen clearly the inference from the pasuk that davar halamed behekish ain chayzer malamed behekish, because I would automatically say nekish akushi lechatas. Why doesn't the Torah compare it to a chatas? That's just as good. And then I would see from the fact that the Torah goes around the carbon chatas straight to the oyla, I would see clearly that it's because davar halamed behekish ain chayzer malamed behekish. And for the Gemara, no, I wouldn't have said that. Had the Torah only compared it to the Oyla, I would say, you know why the Torah is comparing the Asham to the Oyla rather than the Chatas? Because Nicholai, the Makash Leili Iker, or the Nakash Leili Tafel, if in regard to the carbon Oyla, the Torah is explicit Tafel, and in regard to Chatas, it's only a Tafel, in regard to the Chatas, the Torah makes it sound like a secondary type of concept, Shechted in the same place where you Shecht the carbon Oyla. So I would think that's why the pasuk rather compares it to the oyla, because that seems to be more of the ikar drasha of tzafon. But I would have never have imagined that the Torah is bedafka going around chatas to the oyla to teach me that you can't learn from chatas, because davar halamed behekish ain chayzer malamed behekish. Lihachi, therefore, the Torah makes a point, and actually lechatas vi actually oyla, the Torah says shech the carbon asham in the same place that you shech the chatas and the oyla. Lenamer, to virtually say outright, you see, we could compare it to the chatas. We're mentioning chatas over here, but we're not going to stop with chatas. We're also going to mention the carbon oyla to teach you that the reason we can't just stop by chatas is because davar halamed behekish, which is chatas itself, because chatas is also only learned from a hekish. She'ein chayzer malamed behekish, that can't turn around and teach you something else via hekish. So once again, quickly reiterating what the Gemara is simply saying is as follows. The Torah is teaching the Asham is Bitzafoin, and therefore the Torah says, Shecht the Asham in the same place that you shecht the carbon chatas and the carbon oyla. So the obvious shaila is, why do we need both comparisons? Therefore the Gemara explains that if we would have just mentioned chatas, shecht the carbon Asham in the same place that you shecht the chatas, and not mention oyla, we would say, you know, that a chatas itself is only learned from a hekish. And if we can learn Asham from a Chatas, this would teach us that anything that is learned from a Hekish can turn around via a different Hekish and teach you something else, and that is not the case. Therefore, the Pasuk has to mention Oyla. So then the obvious Shaila is, so just mention Oyla and don't mention Chatas. And for the Gemara, if we would just mention Oyla, we would not learn this, that Dover Halamed Behekish ain't the Chayzer Malamed Behekish. I wouldn't see anything to the contrary, but I wouldn't see this Halacha. Therefore, the Torah makes a point of saying, let's compare it to the chatas, and we're showing you we're not going to stop by the chatas. We're comparing it to the chatas and the oyla to teach you that chatas itself would not be an adequate limit, because davar alamed behekish ain a chayzer malamed behekish. Then the Gemara asked, but let's just compare it to the oyla. And even if the Torah would just compare it to the oyla and not mention chatas, I would also see from here that the pasuk is inferring davar alamed behekish eina chayzer malamed behekish, because I would say, I see here the Torah compared Asham to Ayla. Now the Torah had a choice of comparing it either to the Chatas or to the Ayla. So from the mere fact that the Torah elected to compare it to the Ayla rather than the Chatas, I would know that the Torah avoided Chatas because Chatas itself is learned from the Hekesh. Answer the Gemara, no, I wouldn't have said that, because I would have said the Torah is rather going to compare it to Ayla than Chatas, because in regard to Ayla it is more explicit. In regard to Ayla, the Torah says befeish that it's betzafa. But I would not know that the Torah is going to Ayla and avoiding Chatas because Chatas would not be adequate, being that Chatas itself is learned from the Hekesh. Therefore, the Torah makes a point of saying v'shachat es hakebes b'mkayma sheyeshchat es ha-chatas v'yes ha-ayla, to outright say we would compare it to a Chatas, and the reason that we're not comparing it to a Chatas is because davar ha-lamed b'hekesh, like the Chatas, ein ha-chayzrim ha-lamed b'hekesh, and the Mela, we're not stopping with the Chatas, but we're also going to compare it to the Karban Ayla. Now, according to Ravina, this pasuk over here by the Asham and Mitzayra becomes the makar for the halacha, the davar halamed behekish, einay chayzer malamed behekish. Rava Amar, however, Rava says mehacha. It is from here that we learn that davar halamed behekish, einay chayzer malamed behekish. The pasuk says by the par koyin Mashiach. The pasuk says im hakoyin haMashiach yechta liash mefilam the hikrav al chatosai. Asher Chata Par Ben Bakar Tamim Lashem, special par for the Kain Mashiach's Chet. Later on, the pasuk describes the process. There's Kol Chaylev Parachatas Yorim Mimenu. There's a Chaylev Amachasa Al Akerev. There's Kol Chaylev Asher Al Akerev. With the Eshtei Akloyes, the two kidneys, there's a Chaylev Asher Alayen. Asher Al Aksalim, there's a Yiseres Al Hakaveit on the liver. Al Akloyes Yisirena. All of this goes on to the Mizbeach. And then we have an interesting pasuk. The pasuk continues, put all of this on the mizbeach. Ka'asha yuram mishar zevach hashlamin. The same way you have to take this off from the shar zevach hashlamin and put it on the mizbeach, you do so with the pakoy and mashiach. Frek de gemar. L'may hilchasa, why does the pasuk have to add this? The same way you do it with the shar zevach hashlamin. Is the pasuk trying to tell me what you're supposed to take off and put on the mizbeach? Ili yaseres hakaved u'shtei akloyes. Is the pasuk teaching me that it's the extra part of the liver and the shtei akloyes, the two kidneys? The gufik says the pasuk just said that the feirish. They shtei akloyes as a chaylev asher alein asher al aksalim as a yaseres al akavei. This is all spelled out in the pasuk. So what does the pasuk have to add to this? Ka'asha yura mishar zevach hashlamim. The same way you take off from the shar zevach hashlamim. And for the gemara, reason is as follows. Mishim debay yagmura yaseres akavei v'shtei akloyes. The gemara does want to learn this concept of yaseres akavei and shtei akloyes, that it has to go on the mizbeach. Mipar helim davar shal tzibur v'seiri avaris kechadim. So we have here an interesting scenario. The truth is, Pankain Mashiach has nothing to do with this pasuk of Kashiyura Mishar Zevach Hashlamim. Our objective is something else altogether. There is a hekish between Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibur and Seiri Avaris Kechavim. There is a hekish about the Ektaris Emre. Now, in regard to the Par Helam Dava Shol Tzibur, we know that the Shtei Akleis and the Yisaris HaKavit have to be taken off. We know that from a hekish to Par Kain Mashiach, which is our parash over here, where it's spelled out the fesh. So again, in regard to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it is not spelled out the fesh about the Shtei Kloyes and the Yiseres HaKavod, but we know that from a hekish connecting Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur to Par Kain Mashiach. And what we want to do is, we want to now, via a different hekish, connect Seiri Avaris Kechavim to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So we want to make a three-way connection. The basis is over here by Parakai Mashiach. Here it says Befeirish. Shtei Akloyais and the Yiseres HaKavet. There is a hekish from here to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And via a different hekish, we want to connect Seiri Avaris Kechavim to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, of course, that is obviously taking something which is derived from a hekish, because we only know the Yiseres HaKavet and Shtei Akloyais by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur via a hekish from Parakai Mashiach. And we want to turn around and use another hekish to connect Seiri Avaris Kechavim to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. That is why the Gemara is going to explain we need this extra pasuk over here by Par Kain Mashiach. Now, how does all of this fall into place? Zok the Gemara hazai. Mishim deboy agamurei yeseres hakavet v'shtei akloyes mi Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur l'Seiri Avaris Kechavim. That is our objective. We want to make a hekish and learn that there is yeseres hakavet and shtei akloyes by Seiri Avaris Kechavim from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now the problem with that is that in regard to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it doesn't say Befeirish that there is the Yiseres HaKavod and Shtei Akloyes. The Gufei likes it. Umi Par Kain Mashiach Hu Degamer. the only reason we know that par helam davashal sibber, you have to take off the Yisaras HaKavod and Shteya Kalayas, is because we learn it via Hekesh to Pakrei Mashiach. So what we're doing is we're going to make somewhat of a transplant. We are going to theoretically transplant the extra pasuk of Kasha Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlamim, which appears by Pakrei Mashiach, and we're going to designate it to par helam davashal sibber. And this can be done via a klal of Imein Inyan Loi. You can apply it to where it is necessary. Once we do that, so Par Helam Davashal Tzibur now becomes a stronger base. Because Par Helam Davashal Tzibur isn't just something that we learn via Hekish from Parakai and Mashiach. We have an extra pasuk by Parakai and Mashiach to transplant over to Par Helam Davashal Tzibur. We don't really move it over, but we apply it over there. So it's as if though there is a pasuk beferish by Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, therefore making it a strong enough base to apply the Hekish to Seiri Avarev Kechavim and learn that Seiri Avarev Kechavim. You have to take off the Shteya Kolayas and Yisaras HaKavod. Zakta Gemara, let's see it inside. Lihachi Yitzruch, this is why we need the Kiyasha Yura, the extra pasuk by Parakai and Mashiach of Kiyasha Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlam, and that's what you have to take off. Then a heavy command, the cause of the Gufek, being that we don't need it over here, in Einoi Inyan Loi, we will apply it to Par Helam Davashal Tzibur. And now, Par Helam Davashal Tzibur has a pasuk, isn't just something learned from the Hekish, and therefore you can go further. You can learn Seiri Avarev Kechavim now via Hekesh to Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, and Viloi Nihavi, it will not be a Dover Halamed Behekesh, Chayzim Halamed Behekesh. Because Par Helam Davashal Tzibur is not just learned from a Hekesh now, it is learned with a Pasuk. Frek de Gemara, I'm a little puppet of. There is something seemingly strange about this whole reasoning. If the Torah plans on writing an extra Pasuk anyhow, of Kasha Yura Mishar Zavach HaShlamim, why not put it in the right place? Why put an extra pasuk of Kasha Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlamim by Parakai and Mashiach where it's not necessary because the pasuk there spells it out anyhow, and then we have to go with a whole lumdis and apply it someplace else? Why can't the Torah just write it straight out by Parhel and Davashal Tzibur? If the Torah is going to write an extra pasuk anyhow, the Torah may as well put it in the right place. And for the Gemara, this is precisely the point. E kasef begufe. If the Torah would have written this extra pasuk of Kasha Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlamim by Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, and Velo Yakish, and there never would be any Havamina of a Hekish between Par Helam Davashal Tzibur to Par Kain Mashiach, because it wouldn't be necessary. Par Helam Davashal Tzibur would have a pasuk on its own. Havamina, I would have said, the Dover Halamed Vehekish, Chayzim Halamed Vehekish, because that would have no riot to the contrary. Everything would just work out picture perfect. Par Kain Mashiach would have its pasuk, Par Helam Davashal would have its pasuk, I would have one Hekish to Seiri Avarev Kechavim, and I would have no indication whatsoever what the halachas are about double Hekishes. But now that I have such a unique situation, where Par Helam Davashal Tzibur does not have a Beferish pasuk, but you learn it via a Hekish from Par Kain Mashiach, and I have a situation where I want to continue that Hekish on to Seiri Avarev Kechavim by connecting Seiri Avarev Kechavim to Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, and in order to be able to do this, the Torah had to go and put an extra pasuk by Parakai and Mashiach so we can transplant and apply that pasuk to Parhel and Davashal Tzibur. From this whole scenario, we obviously see that under normal circumstances, without an extra pasuk, Davar Halamed Behekesh is Einai Chayzim Halamed Behekesh. And this is precisely what the Torah is teaching us. Now, the Chitain, perhaps you're going to say that I can still learn Davar Halamed Behekesh, Einai Chayzim Halamed Behekesh, even if the pasuk, the extra pasuk, would not appear by Parakai and Mashiach, but rather it would appear in its right place by Parhel and Davashal Tzibur. If I would have one pasuk for Parakai and Mashiach, and one pasuk by Parhel and Davashal Tzibur in its right place, instead of having to take an extra pasuk from Parakai and Mashiach, and then I would connect Seiri Avarev Kechavim to Parhel and Davashal Tzibur, which would theoretically have its own pasuk, I would learn from this as well that Davar Halamed Behekesh Einai Chayzim Halamed Behekesh. Because if Davar Halamed Behekesh Chayzim Halamed Behekesh, then I wouldn't need a pasuk at all. I wouldn't need a pasuk by Par Helam Davashal Tzibur. I wouldn't need any extra pasuk. If Davar Halamed Behekesh Chayzim Halamed Behekesh, all you need is one pasuk by Par Kayin Mashiach, the original pasuk. I have a Hekesh to Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, and continue the Hekesh on. So if I would have a pasuk by Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, even a Beferish pasuk by Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, that alone should teach us that Davar Halamed Behekesh Einai Chayzim Halamed Behekesh. The Chitain, says the Gemara, let's now see it inside. Perhaps you're going to argue that even if the Torah would write the pasuk beferish by par helam davar shel tzibur, I would know that davar halamed behekesh ain't chayzer malamed behekesh. Because if davar halamed behekesh chayzer malamed behekesh, then nagish akushe. Then why do you need an extra pasuk at all? Why do I need a pasuk for par helam davar shel tzibur? If davar halamed behekesh chayzer malamed behekesh, then all I need is the par kayin mashiach hekesh 1 to par helam davar shel tzibur and hekesh 2 to see yibiyavareth kichavim. So the mere fact that we have a pasuk by par helam davar shel tzibur should also teach us this, that davar halamed behekesh ain't a chayzer malamed behekesh. Sakti Gemara, no. If I would have a beferish a pasuk by par helam davar shel tzibur, then I would say, you know why the Torah gave us a beferish a pasuk instead of just using the double hekesh? Because nicholei the kazvi begufei mid the akesh leyakushi. The whole Torah is not full of hekeshim. The Torah says things beferish sometimes. So the Torah didn't want us to learn here via hekesh. The Torah wanted to say it beferish. I would have never seen from this the davar halamed behekesh ein echayzer malamed behekesh. Now, however, lihachi kazvei the akshe, therefore the Torah went all the way around, not giving us a pasuk beferish by par helam davar shel tzibur, but rather giving us an extra pasuk by par kayin mashiach to the davka tell us, look what's happening here. Do you know why there's no beferish a pasuk by par helam davar shel tzibur? Because the Torah says, I want you to learn something. I want you to learn that we're going to go via a hekesh from par helam davar shel tzibur to par kayin mashiach. And then we're going to need another hekesh from Se'iria Vares Kechavim to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And I want you to know that under normal circumstances this can't be done. Because Davar Halamed Behekesh Einai Chayizim Alamed Behekesh. Therefore, we are B'davka setting it up this way. We're going to have a double hekesh here. And we're going to have an extra pasuk by Par Koyin Mashiach that can be applied to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Thus, giving Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur enough of a base to continue the hekesh on, and we're davka doing it this way instead of just writing the same pasuk directly by par helam davar shel tzibur, lememra for us to learn and see it beferish that davar halamed behekesh ein chayzer malamed behekesh. Had the Torah not done it this way, we would have not learned this concept. So very quickly, once again, the Rava tells us this is the aside for davar halamed behekesh ein chayzer malamed behekesh. There is an extra pasuk by par kayin mashiach. We don't need it there at all. We have, however, no pasuk by par helam davar shel tzibur and no pasuk by Se'iri Avodas Kechavim. All we have is a hekesh between par helam davar shel tzibur and Se'iri Avodas Kechavim. And we also have a hekesh between par helam davar shel tzibur and par kayin mashiach. We have to make a three-way connection here. And the way we're going to do that is by taking the extra pasuk of par kayin mashiach and applying it to par helam davar shel tzibur. And by doing this, we are removing the problem of davar lamed behekesh she'ein echayzer malamed behekesh, because now par helam davar shel tzibur has a theoretic pasuk on its own, and the Torah davka did it this way instead of just making things simpler by giving us the extra pasuk directly by par helam davar shel tzibur to teach us, look what's happening. We're going to use a double hekesh, and the only reason we can use a double hekesh is because of the extra pasuk. Hereby teaching us that under normal circumstances, davar halamed behekesh ain't a chayzer o malamed behekesh.